8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
And they would lie and they weren't with Jesus. See, and that happened even before them. And Jesus told Peter, said, before the cock crowed three times, you gonna deny me? Why is he gonna deny me? Because he's gonna realize what you came to do, what he thought you came to do, you're not doing it. No sense in me sticking with you, Jesus. Since you're not gonna do what I thought you were gonna do. Amen. They'd identified it. But Jesus didn't hold that against them. And so the church age is what's called, it's a mystery that was hidden in God. So the disciples, it was still hidden. They couldn't understand this time period we live in was hidden in God. Let's go back. So let's look at what Jesus started talking about. I can imagine them sitting there like, what is he talking about? This doesn't sound anything like, you know, electing some more delegates and stimulus check. He way off base. We ain't gonna get nothing from this guy. Nothing in Jesus' conversation indicated a takeover of the Capitol. They were trying to trap Jesus with his word, and they asked him about the money. He asked him, whose inscription is on the money? He said, who pitched on the money? He said, that's who money it is. See, they were trying to trap him in natural things. Are you following me? And they asked him this question. Whose is this? He said, who pitched on it? So he didn't say nothing about taking over the palace or the capital. He wasn't rounding them up for that. They're probably waiting on us. Now, how are we going to do this? We got to get these people out. No, that he had no conversation with them about. He said, "Let these people have their stuff." He said, "I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna leave. We're gonna leave them with all of it." But anyway, so as they got closer, they can realize this guy don't have a plan. He didn't have no plan. When they saw him, when he was coming down on Palm Sunday. And they were putting palms in the street before him, you know, and talk about all the good things. That wasn't the same like meet me at the Capitol. That wasn't that kind of meeting. They're looking at him. They know he was great, but there wasn't no plan for them to do no taking over. Carnal thinking. That's carnal thinking. The kingdom of God is what this is about. The kingdom of God. You want spiritual authority. It's eternal. You get something temporary, somebody can take it back from you. Your authority, your prosperity, your healing, your blessing, they're spiritual, they're eternal. You can't lose them. You can not walk in it, but it belongs to you. It ain't something somebody can just take it from you because they don't like you, or they can pass another law and you don't have it no more. Like they can take your vote from you. Y'all can't vote no more. We're going to overturn y'all votes. You can't overturn none of this right here. This can't be overturned. It can't be touched unless you know the Lord. You got to be in the Lord to talk about this. But let's go further. I'm about out of time. But the word says, you give me some Bible verses. It says, but take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to council. And then verse 10 says, and the gospel must first be published. Then verse 11, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be heard and have behaved, excuse me, of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Okay, now, what Jesus did, he began to talk to them about what they should know. Now, and I wanted to share where he referenced about Daniel. Okay, look at verse 14. He said, but when ye shall see the abomination, verse 14, the abomination of desolation. Say that with me. Say the abomination of desolation. Okay, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not. Let him that read it understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountain. Now, all right, here again, I don't need to go further on. Let me just tell you what is happening here. You got to look at what Jesus is doing. Jesus know why he came. He know what he had to do. He was right on schedule with doing it. Nobody else could do it. Nobody else could do it. So he had to prepare them because he had to document. See, what I just read to you is documented in the Bible. God shows what goes in the Bible. Okay, when it's documented, that those guys with Jesus was Jews. Remember Jesus said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus would tell the Samaritans, I ain't got no dealing with y'all. I came for a group of people who should know who I am because their literature, they're the custodians of the gospel, told them I'm coming of who I am. I'm talking to them because I have an assignment, amen, as a savior, but their assignment they have from God is not over. All right? So he's telling them the church age, he's ushering in the church age. He's redeeming man, but that redemption of the church age is 2,000 years, thereabout a little bit longer. And then the tribulation is going to take place. And the Jews are going to preach the gospel in the tribulation. Okay? Jesus documented it. Now, in the Old Testament, okay, you say, well, how did Jesus tell them about it? And it's just in the Gospels there. That's the Old Testament. Now, for years, some of you probably thought, well, the Gospel, this is the New Testament. No, it's not the New Testament. Jesus, there's no New Testament until Jesus died. It can't be New Testament. You cannot have a testament until the death of the testator has to die. And so when he went to the cross, he died, raised from the dead. That's when the New Testament took over. But here's my point. When Jesus mentioned this to them, he mentioned Daniel, which means he referenced an Old Testament scripture of Daniel that talks about the tribulation. You want to get a picture of the tribulation? Go to Daniel. And Daniel, remember the story of Daniel? Daniel said, well, I prayed and the angel told Daniel, we heard you from the first day you prayed. He said, but the prince of Persia besought us 21 days there was war in heaven. They were battling, trying to get this information to Daniel. The information he got to Daniel, come on somebody, was the information about the end time, about the tribulation. Woo, Jesus. Now, so what Jesus did, because they Jews, he referenced Daniel. He said, well, Daniel, they supposed to know about Daniel. They grew up with the Bible. See, some of you, like, you're not a Jew. You see, we Gentiles. So you didn't grow up studying the Old Testament. I know you went to church and you heard them preach about it, but it's their culture. They grew up in it, like, you know what I'm saying? So Jesus referenced them to Daniel. And so, well, why are you talking to us about Daniel and not about the stimulus check and the political system changing? Because I'm not going to do anything about that. I'm not here for that. Now they got to adjust. They ought to have a whole new change in their thinking. Well, what is he coming for? What's supposed to happen? Redeemed man. God sent him to redeem man. And they didn't understand the spiritual law. By one man's sin, Adam all died. One man's death, all man will be made alive through the blood of Jesus. Amen. He who knew no sin, the Bible says, Jesus. He who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. That's that parallel. See, God's come to get all mankind. He sent Jesus to get back what he lost. He lost mankind. when Adam sinned, but quickly. So here, what he said, what Jesus is saying to them, what they're all going to die too, aren't they? Yep, they'd be dead when all this happened. They're only going to live so long anyway. So when the New Testament took place, after Pentecost, and we'll get to that because we take at least a month to go through it. So you look at it and mark it in your Bible. All right, now, when Jesus, here, let me look at it. When he started talking to this is the pre-resurrection. Why are you talking to us about this? Now, he's telling them, okay, but when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, then said verse 15, and let him that is on the housetop not go down to the house, neither enter there into therein to take anything out of the house, and let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. Now, then he goes on, and then he said, look at verse 20, and except that the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. Now, this saved doesn't mean saved, born again. This means nobody would be left alive. He is described, he's giving them an overview of how bad the tribulation is going to be. But for the elect's sake, or whom he had chosen, he had shortened the days. And then if any man that say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, here he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Now, he's telling them, I've told y'all everything you need to know. See, there are some questions that they're going to have when he dies. Now, say, over 2,000 years is taking place in the church age. We live in the church age. Holy Ghost in the church age. But it's going to end. The Old Testament ended when Jesus went to the cross. The church age began when the Holy Ghost came in. The Holy Ghost came into the earth in his earthly ministry, day of Pentecost, 2,000 years ago. It's going to end. How? He's going to leave. Now, in the tribulation, now it's good to look and understand this because we're at the end of the end. We're at the end of the church age. We're close to the end of the church age. Well, was Jesus about to like to come back? No, he's not ready to come back, but he's ready to take the church up. So he's not coming back until the end of the church age. Now, say, if you don't believe the Bible, cut me off. This is all in the Bible. I'm just telling you, it all fits in and make everything that was supposed to happen has happened. And it's happened on schedule. Now, let me go back. Because you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this up. So, in any case, and you're talking about marvelous. This is a miracle book you have in your hand. So he let them know, this is before he went to the cross. Hey, guys, there's something coming. See, they're going to die, but see, it's documented because what's going to happen. Those of you who you know any Jewish people, and I mentioned this earlier, I don't know why, that you kept me on it. You remember, you've seen movies about the Holocaust. Y'all seen movies about it? You ever notice you didn't see no crosses? The Holocaust took place in the 40s. Jesus had been risen from the dead in the 40s. Nobody had no cross. They had the what? Star of David. That means you're a Jew, but you don't believe in Jesus. You believe in Jesus, get that cross. So the bulk of the Orthodox Jews don't believe that was Jesus. They're the ones Jesus is talking to the disciples about. They don't believe it's him. Saints, the Bible says, had they known Jesus was who he was, they wouldn't have killed him. Don't kill him. But he had to die. So the Jews that you know now, even now in our time, when you look at all the people going to Jerusalem and Israel, They ain't Jesus' people. I've gone away from that. You might have to do your own research on that. I'm not saying they ain't Jesus' people. I'm saying they don't believe Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So, but what happened was Jesus is talking to them. He's talking to them through history. Go ahead on, Pastor. You just got 2 more minutes. He's talking to them through history. He's telling them, here's what's going to happen to them. Y'all going to go into tribulation, and y'all going to realize y'all in the tribulation without Jesus. And so what happened, the Bible says 144,000. Some of y'all who heard that, 144,000, you probably first heard that from Jehovah's Witnesses. Only 144,000 people going to be saved. That's a lie. Somebody wrote that book. But this is a real one. One guy said, y'all ought to be filled up by now. You get about 3 or 4 football stadiums, you have 144,000. Now, that was some man lied. He was making up the lie. But anyway, forgive me, Lord. I don't mean no harm. If any of y'all, I don't mean no harm. Your grandmama and them was witness. I don't mean no harm. I'm just telling you, we all been lied to at some point. But you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Come on, we got to go. So, when the tribulation occurred, they owe God 7 years of service. The tribulation is going to last 7 years. They're going to be preaching the gospel. Amen. The Holy Ghost, because I said, well, the Holy Ghost is going to leave the earth. Yeah, he's going to leave the earth. Now, let me, I can close with this. You know, like the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when you see the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you know the Holy Ghost is in Jacksonville in Africa too. The Holy Ghost is in New York City and Dallas, Texas too. And in Mexico. How can the Holy Ghost be all those places? Because he's God the Spirit. He's co-equal and co-eternal with God. He has the same qualities. Omniscience, omnipotent, and what's the other one? Omnipresent. Are you following? But get this. Remember in the Gospels, when the angel appeared to Zacharias and told him he was going to have a son, his name was going to be called John. Well, John was filled with the Holy Ghost. Then his mama Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Right? Come on, somebody. And then Mary was filled with the Holy Ghost. And then Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. I'm about to wrap it up. We're about to go. But guess this saying, how can this be and the Holy Ghost is not in his earthly ministry? Pentecost hadn't taken place yet. I'm just like making y'all think, ain't I? Yeah, how'd that happen? Yeah, what's the These were questions that I had, like, yeah, how can that be? How can he be all down here and everything? And Pentecost, he hadn't come into the earth. When he came into the earth on Pentecost, he came into his earthly ministry. Jesus said, I must go. Based on what I'm doing, my 33-year time up, that the Holy Ghost must come. He came, he hadn't left yet. I'm not on film. I'm still here, y'all. So, he came, but he was in his earthly ministry. He wasn't in his earthly ministry when he filled Mary, when he filled Elizabeth, when he filled John. He was here for specific purposes. That's how he operated in the Old Testament. All right, now, what occurred is, in the tribulation, them Jews are going to need some power to preach this gospel. Because, yeah, you accept Jesus, they're going to kill you. The Bible says it will cost you your life to believe on Jesus. And if you believe on Jesus, you're not saved like we saved. Well, what the Holy Ghost like me with? No. They're going to be saved like Old Testament people. You're going to have to believe and keep believing. And you can't take the mark of the beast. You got to reject the mark. I'm not taking that. Amen. And you got to hold on till the end to be saved. In other words, you'll be saved. In other words, it's going to be based on your rejecting something. You didn't get saved like that. You saved by the blood of Jesus because the Holy Spirit is in his earthly ministry. People that got saved the way you and I got saved, couldn't get saved like this in the Old Testament. Well, no concept of salvation in the Old Testament until Jesus had come off that cross.
I'm going to close my Bible.
This is all before we get to the resurrection, to Jesus dying on the cross. Now, why do we go this way? Because you got to put yourself in Jesus' position. Jesus knows these Jews. When he referenced the book of Daniel, he knew they knew. Jesus had to minister based on existing Bible doctrine about him that was found in the Old Testament. Otherwise, no Gentiles would know what he's talking about. He couldn't minister this to Gentiles or Samaritans. He had to minister to Jews, and that's who he had with him. And so the assignment, when you go down, when he raised from the dead, he gathered them all back in Pentecost. Now, we'll talk about that when we get there. I know y'all on overload, ain't you? But you, the Holy Spirit in you, your spirit man processing this. You get to understand that, oh my God, how blessed you are. And so that is what had happened. When he told them this, man, they're like, why are you talking about that? It had to be documented. So you'll know, saints, when this period over, there is an Antichrist. The earth is going to go into a period like it's never seen. Jesus described it. He says, like has never been in the earth since it was created, and there never will be a time like it ever again. He described it to those disciples. This is what's coming, and y'all going to be preaching in it. It's going to last 7 years. He said, that's what I'm going to leave y'all with. Because, see, they were going to die. Those guys, they were going to die after they got older. But the information, Brother Chris, is documented. You reading it. It's explaining the dispensation. She says, when you witness to people, they say, well, I don't know if I'm ready yet. Well, you think you got time. You don't know that you have time. Well, I'm going to wait till I get older when I get saved. Tribulation might begin in 5 years. We at the end of the church age. If the church ends, and the rapture ends this period, the person that's waiting, hey, I think I'm going to get saved now. You can't get saved now. You can't get saved like you could before. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Thank y'all. See, it's out of movie time. Give the Lord a praise. I got to stop. Woo, Jesus. I'll just encourage you. Because there'll be people, well, I'm going to wait till I get old and get saved. Two things can happen. You can die before. Shouting for y'all. Amen. I can see it now. Oh, I see them tired tripping. Let's see it, the Lord. Y'all ought to quit. God has more for you than stimulus. God has stimulus and the stimulator for you. You got the stimulator. Jesus, can you say amen? Amen. No, seriously, a lot of people, they got stuff, man, that's going to eat that stimulus up so quick. Amen. But get on God's plan of sowing and reaping and tithing and, you know, whatever God tells you to give, you do that and begin to believe God that it'll continue just like a well. When those of you who grew up with wells, how many of you grew up and you know how you do a well? When you prime that well, that water keep coming. It don't stop coming. So you do that. But I'm really happy for you. I definitely didn't come in here to beg you for your stimulus money, but I come to make a humble appeal. A humble appeal? A humble appeal? That's a professional way of begging for your stimulus. No, I ain't begging. I'm getting mine. Amen. Amen. Give me my money back. God is good. And Isn't it good we can laugh about that? Amen. Amen. I'm excited because some of you are going to be able to help somebody. Somebody you know need help. I know you'll be able to help somebody. Last name Thomas, you'll be able to help them. No, seriously though, seriously. A lot of people, they hurting, they've been out of work, stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about. Stuff kids need, food and stuff, you know. So I trust that you'll hear the voice of God and let him use that extra money or whatever you got, a gap you got to fill. You know, just be at peace with him. Just thank God for his faithfulness. But all I had to say is God's got more. He's got more for you. You've been faithful to God. God has more for you. Amen. I'm thankful for the stimulus, but God has more for you. Amen. Continue to keep your faith on the line. Continue to be encouraged. Let me tell you this before I go. The Lord was speaking to me about just a prosperity revelation. Those of you, when you hear, you know, I came to the gospel, this is, I was preaching prosperity and believing for prosperity, you know, physically, psychologically, financially. What happens when you begin to get a revelation of prosperity as God's will for your life? Before you get an extra penny, you will know it. You'll be like, oh my God. I mean, for anything in your asset value, nothing changed. Only thing changed is that you got a revelation. God wants you to prosper. And it's the will of God. I mean, you might not even be given nothing. You might not even be a tithe, but you got the revelation through the word of God. That's how you got saved. It's God's going to be real spiritually to you first. Before you do it, before you change, you ain't changed. You still doing stuff you shouldn't be doing, but you got a revelation that God loves you. And that's it'll come in pieces like that. And then after a while, you know, just because, see, it's inside of you that you believe God, and then God will show himself. He'll show himself. He'll have somebody in some situation where it bless you. You're like, wow, where'd that come from? Because, see, faith is present. And so I wanted to encourage you, don't be thinking about making nothing happen. You're not a force God. This is the will of God. It's not even your idea. So but when you say, God, I thank you, you know, and then you'll start praying. You'll be praying prayer, prosperous prayer, and ain't even giving, not even tithing. I'm telling you, I knew that God would bless me. I wasn't a real tither, and I was driving a new Cadillac. But I love God, and I knew that God would bless you, but I wasn't participating in the blessing plan. You know, I gave, but not like I was capable of giving. Come on, somebody. But God knew in my heart. He said, oh yeah, you're gonna do more. And then I went through some things, and I needed to really understand it. When I understood that, I said, oh yeah, that's it. But God loved you enough. You know, like you parents out there, you ever had to, you know, you teach your kid, then you have to whoop them, and then you get them back on the teaching plan, whoop them one or two more times, and they finally get it, and they don't have to get no more whoopings. Are you following me? It'll be like that. Even as a Christian, it'll be like that too. Some things you know, you won't get it right away. But I just want to encourage you. God still loves you. He still have a plan to bless you because he's going to use you to bless other people. It's bigger than you. Stand to your feet, y'all. We got to go. Y'all making me stay a long time.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of the Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.